The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. While speaking to groups, I've often kidded that I'm a political junkie. I'm not necessarily proud of it. And frankly, this election cycle may break me of my habit, but that's a story for another day. I consider political campaigns to basically be no-holds-barred marketing campaigns. True, the products being marketed are more often than not pretty questionable ones, but that's a subject for another day. One of the more aggravating to some, but nonetheless effective practices of political campaigns is the use of talking points. There's a reason that on any given day, you can find a dozen surrogates of a candidate answering the same questions with pretty much the same answers. They've all been given the scripts for the day, so to speak. And yes, the practice has become well known enough that one of the more common debating arguments between rival camps is to claim that the other side is simply following talking points. Of course, one of their talking points is likely to accuse the other side of following talking points. That being said, I'm reminded again this political season that our own version of talking points can be a helpful thing. And ours have the added bonus of not being dishonest. We all run various campaigns throughout the year. When we do, we typically, should I say hopefully, make sure that our employees, our surrogates if you will, are giving consistent answers to common questions. That doesn't mean that we're all robots simply spitting out whatever script has been handed to us. What it does mean, however, is that we help out team members to be ready for when a customer or member, or potential customer or member, asks a question. And we tend to know what some of these most common questions will be because, well, we're doing a lot of advertising and marketing around whatever that campaign is. That said, we too often fail to prepare ourselves for some of the more basic questions we get about our institutions. When we find ourselves in conversations with potential customers or members, and they ask us about our bank or credit union, they usually are not asking about a specific product or service or even fee. They want to hear what makes you and your organization stand out from the hundreds of banking choices available to them. The answer to the "tell me about your company" request will obviously vary by institution. Some have strengths related to their community ties, while others may differentiate by the size of their network. Some folks refer to this as the elevator speech, meaning you should be able to tell someone what they need to know about your company and the length of time it takes to share an elevator ride. I've often called this the Chamber of Commerce presentation. I want to be readily able to tell folks why my branch and my institution is a great resource for customers and the communities we serve. That doesn't mean that every conversation with potential customers or members will sound exactly the same, but I want to be sure that I am ready to hit on the topics and items I know represent my company in the best light. Take a few minutes this week to work with your team on your own talking points, or elevator speeches, or Chamber of Commerce presentations, whatever you choose to call them. Make sure you and your team are ready at a moment's notice to explain what makes you the best choice for anyone considering your branch or your institution. And then get out there, you know, where they might consider you. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.